והעננו בתורתך, ודבק ליבנו במצוותך, ויחד לבבנו לאהבה וליה את שמך. והעננו בתורתך, ודבק ליבנו במצוותך, ויחד לבבנו לאהבה וליה את שמך. שלא נבוש ולא ניקלם ולא ניקשל לעולם ועד. שלא נבוש ולא ניקלם ולא ניקשל לעולם ועד. מתוך פרי עץ חיים, שער הנהגת הלימוד, פרק א'. מורי הארי.
From פרי עץ חיים, my teacher, the Ari, used to say that the main intention during the reading of the Torah depends on the ability to aim in order to connect one's soul and adhere it to its root through the Torah, to complete the upper tree and to perfect the upper man and correct it. For this is the entire purpose of man's creation and the purpose of his engagement in Torah.
מתוך רבש א', לשמה ושלא לשמה.
From רבש, לשמה and לא לשמה.
האדם צריך להשתדל ולא לשכוח את המטרה.
One must try not to forget the goal while studying the Torah, and that it may ever be before his eyes, which is that what he wants to get from his studies, so that his learning will increase in him the greatness and importance of the Creator. And likewise, while performing the mitzvot, one must not forget the intention that while performing the mitzvot, the Creator, through this gula, will remove the concealment from him, that same concealment that shrouds over spirituality, that he may attain the greatness of the Creator, by which he will merit the closeness of the Creator and attain the greatness of the Creator in order to bring him contentment through the importance of the Creator. And this will be his reward, for he has no desire for any other reward for his work.
מתוך ליקוטי הלכות רבי נחמן מברסלב.
From ליקוטי הלכות רבי נחמן from ברסלב. The main principle of keeping the Torah, which is the matter of the will, is the unity. Therefore, all who desire to take upon themselves the burden of Torah and mitzvot must be joined together in the collective of Israel through a strong bond of unity. And certainly to this reason, at the time of the receiving of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another. For as soon as they desired to receive the Torah, they had to be joined together within each other as one, in order to be joined in one desire, and thus each was certainly responsible for his friend, because all were important as one. And precisely for this reason that each one was responsible for his friend, which is the meaning of unity, precisely by this they were able to fulfill the Torah. And without this, it is impossible to keep the Torah, since the principle of love and unity is a matter of the will, where each is pleased with his friend, and there is no difference in their will, and they are all included in one desire, through which they are able to be included in the upper will. And this is the whole purpose of unity. A question for a silent workshop. What is necessitated of me so that my 10 will be able to hold the Arvut during the lesson? What is necessitated of me so that my 10 will be able to hold on to the Arvut throughout the lesson? Silent workshop.
שלום חברים, כל מי שנכנס עם טלפון נייד לאולם הלימוד מתבקש לוודא עכשיו.
Hello friends, anybody that entered with a telephone to the study hall is asked to make sure that it's off. A friend whose phone rings during the lesson must leave the study hall until the end of the lesson. Anybody wearing a hat, any type of hat, is asked to remove it. We are reading from Zohar La'am, volume 12, excerpts on Abraham.